Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 19th. A break in the main water line sometime this past weekend caused Town Administrator Ken Knight and Mayor Charles Stewart to declare a state of emergency in the town of Paonia. A code red notification was posted on the town's website early Monday afternoon, and then Knight issued the following statement at 2:45 p.m. Town of Paonia water users, all water should be boiled before consumption. Due to a water main break, the town's water supply is turned off and will be turned off for an extended period. If you are without drinking water and need drinking water, stop by the town hall at 214 Grand Avenue. End quote. The town of Paonia has two water storage tanks. One is 2 million gallons, called the upper tank, and the other is 1 million gallons, called the lower tank. KVNF News spoke with Knight at Town Hall at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon to get updated.
Well, we have a water leak somewhere in the system. We've lost roughly 2 million gallons of water. We don't know where it's gone. It has not surfaced. That created a low pressure situation in the water system, which caused the boil water notice. We are producing water. We are turning off different zones within the town, trying to find where we're having this pressure loss, where we're having this leak. We are also injecting water from the 1 million gallon tank into the system so that people should have, in different parts of the town, some water within the system to be able to flush toilets, etc. But everything is on boil water notice until further notice, until the boil water notice is lifted, until we notify people they need to boil their water.
Given the size of the water loss, it's not so much a leak in the system as it is a complete break in the water main. Knight estimated some 2 million gallons flowed out of the upper storage tank over the weekend.
We're assuming it has to be a break given the amount of water loss we have. The fact that we can't find it is very disturbing. Normally, when you lose this much water, I would have expected to find a great big sinkhole somewhere.
For now, the plan is to use water from the 1 million gallon tank, the lower tank, to supplement what has been lost and keep the town's water system pressurized enough to flow. That could become problematic, however. This is the same water tank that has been under ongoing repair for years. Before the water break, the tank was in the process of coming back online and getting properly certified by the state. Knight said that due to the nature of the emergency, the 1 million gallon tank is going to have to come online sooner than anticipated.
The 1 million gallon tank can basically service the town. It's not high enough to serve some areas outside of town. That's why it's always been a supplemental plant. But it was full, it was in the process of being all the disinfections. It's had one successful disinfection. The tests have not come back on the second one, but because we're on the boil water notice anyway, we want to try to keep water in the system so people can still flush toilets and have some water available.
The process of finding where the break occurred, repairing it, and getting the lower tank online sufficient to keep water flowing in the town of Paonia will be ongoing over the next few days. Stay tuned to KVNF News for developments as they happen. In the meantime, the boil water notice in the town of Paonia looks like it's here to stay.
Yes, because even if we find the leak, even if we find the break, and we get it fixed within the next 2 days, we then have to disinfect the entire system because of the pressure loss. So the last time that happened, it took about 7 days to disinfect the entire system. So yes, we're talking about this is going to be a very inconvenient situation for at least a week.
There will be gallons of drinking water available to Town of Paonia water users at Town Hall throughout the day Tuesday. An avalanche claimed the lives of two backcountry skiers in the mountains near Crested Butte on Saturday. For more, we go to Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange reporter Christopher Biddle from KBUT.
27-year-old Owen Green of Carbondale and 37-year-old Michael Gorn of Aspen were reported missing around 8 p.m. on Saturday. Crested Butte Search and Rescue dispatched a team to the Brush Creek drainage at around 10 p.m. in an area called Death Pass. They found tracks leading into avalanche debris, but no tracks leading out.
They were receiving at that time some faint beacon signals from the slide itself. So it was assumed at that point that we were dealing with a recovery mission as opposed to a rescue.
That's Marge Troutman, a spokesperson for the Mount Crested Butte Police Department. She said conditions forced the team to turn back and return Sunday. The second operation included 27-year-old Owen Green of Carbondale and 37-year-old Michael Gorn of Aspen were reported missing around 8 p.m. on Saturday. Crested Butte Search and Rescue dispatched a team to the Brush Creek drainage at around 10 p.m. in an area called Death Pass. They found tracks leading into avalanche debris, but no tracks leading out.
They were receiving at that time some faint beacon signals from the slide itself. So it was assumed at that point that we were dealing with a recovery mission as opposed to a rescue.
That's Marge Troutman, a spokesperson for the Mount Crested Butte Police Department. She said conditions forced the team to turn back and return Sunday. The second operation included a six-man helicopter team, members of the Crested Butte Avalanche Center, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, and ski patrollers from nearby Crested Butte Mountain Resort. The bodies were recovered around 3 p.m. Sunday. The deaths mark the third and fourth caused by avalanches in Colorado this winter. Three of those four were men from the Aspen area. February is historically the deadliest month for avalanches in Colorado. The Aspen Times reports that Green worked for Snowmass Tourism and Gorin worked as a lacrosse coach at Aspen High School. Both were former Division I college lacrosse players and coached local club teams. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
It's already against the law for anyone under age 18 to touch their phones while they drive. And now, some state lawmakers are trying to extend that to adults. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
A Senate Transportation Committee has unanimously voted for the change, which is backed by several emergency responders who say it would stop distracted driving. Drivers would face $50 fines for their first ticket, but they could still use their phones in emergency situations or when their vehicles are stopped. The restriction would also apply to other electronic devices like smartwatches and cameras. The bill now goes to an Appropriations Committee for review. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, February 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.